Yeah, let's bring in Jack Fitzpatrick talking about the budget. You know, President Trump issued, or I guess, you know, introduced his budget for fiscal 2021. And if you're in the defense world, you're happy. Everywhere else, not so much. So, Jack, what are some of the key takeaways as we kind of start to parse through the Trump budget for fiscal 2021?
Yeah, so this budget got a relatively chilly reception on the Hill. It proposed a lot of cuts that had previously been rejected. It projected to balance the budget in about 15 years, but that depended on growth estimates of about 3% GDP growth, which are way out of the mainstream. And in fact, it projected a long-term, more or less freeze on defense, as big mandatory programs like Social Security and Medicare are projected to grow. A lot of the discretionary stuff gets squeezed out. And if you look at it as a percentage of GDP, a lot of the investments that Congress looks to make, even in the military over the long term, would shrink.
You know, I've got my chart of the year from a year ago. Maybe it's 2 years now. Time's marching on. And Jack, it's the twin deficits. And the bottom line is, if you add up the deficit to GDP of the fiscal side, the deficit on the trade side to GDP, we're on the edge of 1985 in Reagan. I mean, we are apoplectic then. Why aren't we apoplectic now about modeled $1.3 trillion deficits as far as my life can see?
So as far as I can tell, the big picture discussion in the Capitol and the administration, people are less concerned than they otherwise would be about trillion-dollar deficits, largely because of low interest rates and the fact that we haven't seen these deficits already triggering significant inflation. Not that long ago, Jerome Powell came to Capitol Hill and said, you know, we foresee interest rates staying low for the long-term future. So a lot of lawmakers are saying, even if we disagree with this budget, we feel like we have room to make the investments that we want to make.
Paul, I'm looking at the CBO summary of all this, and their GDP number away from the president's 3% is 1.7%, and the 10-year yield goes out to 3.1% a million years from now.
A million years from now. Jack, so give us a sense of how this really it plays out. So we've got what the Trump administration is proposing. Give us a sense of how the sausage is really made as it relates to the budget.
Yeah, so this is more of a political document, really, maybe than ever, and definitely more than it is, you know, it's not a piece of legislation. In fact, the Senate Budget Committee is going to skip what they would usually do with a hearing with the director of OMB. The budget Republican chairman Mike Enzi said that these hearings turn into really just a political debate, so he's skipping it entirely. Appropriators are going to work through the numbers that they have set through the budget caps agreement that was agreed to last year. Largely, this document is going to be ignored, other than anything where Trump might bypass Congress when it comes to the border wall and he's transferring money or withholding funds from Ukraine. Those are the areas where Democrats are concerned that they are not necessarily entirely in power, and Trump has a history of sort of going around them. But largely, the appropriators are going to do their work and probably not pay a ton of attention to this budget proposal.
So where, you know, as we think about the budget for the next year or two, is there bipartisan support for maybe, you know, just some growth in spending, and also for where we need a little bit more austerity?
Yeah, so when they came up with that budget caps agreement last year, they gave a pretty big boost from fiscal 19 to 20, and then really a very small increase from fiscal 20 to 21 in discretionary spending. Of course, big mandatory programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid are really on their own track, and that's not something Congress can easily change. The big question will be fiscal 22. When there's no more budget cap, there's no more statutory set on how much money they will be spending. So there'll be sort of bigger, broader questions for lawmakers to start thinking about what the spending levels will be, at least on discretionary spending in fiscal 2022.
Jack, thank you so much. Jack Fitzpatrick on something we haven't talked enough about, our debt and our deficit.